First up today, we're pleased to be joined by representatives from the winning team today, Boston. We've got Coach Jay Pandolfo, along with student athletes Lane Hudson and Macklin Celebrini. Coach, if you wouldn't mind opening us up with an opening statement.
Yeah, we're certainly happy with the win. You know, we started off a little slow, had a really tough first period. Weren't managing the puck. Our goaltender was very good, but still we came out of the first period up 2-1. I thought we got a little bit better in the second, still gave up, you know, too many chances, gave a couple breakaways. I thought the third period, at the start of the third, we started playing our game and we were much better in the third and we found a way to close them out. So really happy with the win, but you know, there's definitely some things that we need to improve on. But that the first one's always tough, and give RIT credit. They're a really well-coached team. They play hard. They do a good job of getting behind you and finding ways to create chances. So overall, a great win.
Thank you, Coach. Now we'll open the floor for questions for the student athletes. Reminder, please raise your hand, pick the microphone, state your name and affiliation before asking the question. Right down here.
Macklin's. Kurt Sager with the Rig Live. Macklin, walk me through that goal that you guys had, the one that you scored. It seemed like just, you know, a great rush, kind of a technical pass.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great rush. We had a good breakout. Zabby intercepted that pass coming through the middle, and then I mean, my linemates made a couple great passes and kind of left me backdoor alone, so there wasn't much I did.
Just wanted to worry about Matt, but how often have you seen that sort of thing? It's like, just how important was that goal to get you guys on the board after?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was really important. Credit to Lane. Whenever he gets a chance in the slot, he always buries. But no, like, you got to think they're gonna start thinking like he's gonna do that more often, because I mean it's a cheat code. So no, it was a very impressive move by him, and he got us started.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, whatever.
Adam Woden, College Hockey News. Lane, what do you attribute that slow start to? I mean, it's easy to say nerves. That's kind of like the cliche thing to say, but do you think that was true, or what was that about?
I don't think, you know, necessarily nerves, but, you know, like what Coach was saying, it's the first one's the hardest one. And, you know, I think we were just, you know, had to get our feet moving and, you know, kind of get to our game. It just took us a minute, and, you know, hopefully it doesn't happen again.
Just from the Rink Live again. For either of you, you gave him 6 goals of support, but how important was your goalie, especially early on? It seemed like RIT was getting an odd man rush about every 2 minutes there for a little while.
He was huge for us. I think, you know, he's been our rock all year, and, you know, obviously we don't want to give up, you know, that many high-quality chances, but, you know, he stood tall for us, and, you know, we always know he's going to have our back.
Belle Fraser, Boston Hockey Blog. Sam Stevens scores, Devin Kaplan 2 assists. Just what can you say about your team's depth that helps you win games, tournament games like this?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of great players on our roster, and that's why we've been so successful this season. You can trust other guys. When certain guys aren't going, you can trust that your teammates got your back, and they'll do their job as well. So, no, that's what's made us successful up to this point, and we're just going to keep going.
Gracie Davenport, Boston Hockey Blog. Lane, how does this year's tournament appearance compare to last year's, being the number one seed in the region?
Yeah, obviously we worked all year to, you know, put ourselves in a pretty good spot. And, you know, the work starts now, though. I think, you know, we still have a lot to prove. And, you know, even after last year, having that sour taste in our mouth after, you know, just kind of not playing our best hockey at the end. But, yeah, I think I'm just really excited with the group we have here. And, you know, we're going to keep going forward.
Last question for student athletes, Jess.
Lane, just how much more of there is a familiarity with being at this stage after last year, what you went through? You know, I know it ended not the way you wanted it to. And I know everybody says they don't care who they play, but would it mean something to get another shot at Minnesota on Saturday?
Yeah, it's definitely in a, you know, couple of our guys' minds. But I think, you know, no matter who we play, you know, no matter when, it, you know, we're going to put our best foot forward. And, you know, I'm really confident in the group we have. And, yeah, we'll just go from there.
All right, with that, we'll kind of dismiss Lane and Matt. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. Yeah, there's
questions.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
You can do that by yourself. That's for the mic. Thank you.
Coach, Trent Singer with the Rink Live. Just that second period, can you talk to me about just the energy that you guys kind of came out with and just the way you attacked?
Yeah, I thought we were starting to, you know, play behind them a little bit more, playing below the goal line, forcing them to defend a little bit more. So I think that was part of it. We were managing the puck better too, clearly. Still gave up a couple of breakaways that are uncharacteristic of our group. So we certainly have to learn from that. But we started playing more of our brand of hockey, I thought, in the second, continued in the third.
Belle Fraser, Boston Hockey Blog. Coach, you looked like you shuffled the lines a bit in the third, didn't see Wilmer a lot. Was that due to injury, just kind of getting a different look?
I just switched it up actually earlier than that. I think it was more in the second. I kind of went down to three centers. I just liked the way Celebrini, Green, and Stevens were going. So that was the decision there.
Hi, Coach. Ian Sachs, Calland News right here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You mentioned how you feel like you didn't play your best hockey coming out of the gate, but you still had struck first with two goals. How kind of fulfilling is that in knowing that you didn't have your best goal, the best hockey, but you still had the lead?
Yeah, it's a good feeling after the first, knowing you didn't play your best. We have some players that can make a play at any moment, and you saw that with the goal Lane scored. That gave our bench, I think, a little bit of a sigh of relief. And then to be able to get another one, I think, certainly helped us. You know, they obviously cut it to 2-1 there. But we knew that we had to be better than we were in the first period. You could hear the guys talking about it in the locker room. It doesn't have to come from me all the time. They understand when we're playing well and when we're not playing well. And they understand when we're managing the puck and managing the game. And we certainly weren't doing that in the first period.
Eric Vigo, Gopher Puck Live. Did you expect this much offense in a tournament game for your team?
We have some guys. We have a lot of depth, and we have some guys that can make some plays. We just want to make sure we're playing our game. We feel like if we do and we hang on to pucks and, you know, make plays off the rush, we're going to get our chances. And we had guys tonight burying their chances. So I think that was really important. Yeah, you never know what you're going to get in a playoff-type game. But our guys came through.
Coach Adam Woden, College Hockey News. I mean, you mentioned, you know, what, I don't know, four or five breakaways they had or something like that. You said you didn't have to say much to them. They said it themselves, but did you have to say anything? I mean, that's a lot of breakaways to...
I just said that's enough breakaways. I think you guys are probably sick of it as well. Saw enough of that. And maybe Chewy wanted the action tonight. I have no idea. It was just some poor decisions. That's what it came down to. I don't think we've given up that many breakaways in the second half of the year. Combined. So we're just off a little bit. And give them credit. They're pretty good at anticipating when to go. They'll hide a guy behind you at times. But in saying that, definitely our decisions could have been much better to not let that happen.
Belle Fraser, Boston Hockey Blog. Just following the loss against BC, how important was it on the mental side of the game to kind of come out and have a dominant second half, two periods of the game?
Yeah, that one obviously stung, but we talked about it as a group. You know, you got to move past it. This is now a whole new season, and we talked about that. You got to learn from, you know, when you lose, you got to learn from things. I think we did. And then tonight, again, like I said, what the reason for the first period, the way we played, I don't have a great answer, but, you know, we found a way to right the ship and found a way to get a win. And it's always hard in the NCAA tournament, so happy with that.
Okay, last question here for Coach. Thank you.
And then just what will be the main improvements that you're looking for on Saturday?
It's just managing the puck, managing the game. I think that's the biggest thing. Decisions, time and score, all those little things that go into winning hockey games. Those are the things that we have to take a look at.
Thank you, Coach. That concludes our time at Superiors. BU advances to the regional final at 5:30 p.m. Central Saturday night right here, against the winner of Game 2, the Minnesota or Omaha Boston, into the regional final for the second year in a row. We'll be joined shortly by representatives from our IT.